God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Solomon, and hello to the fatherless boys in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our loving King Jesus, Son of God. And remember that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who indwells us when we believe in Jesus Christ, one God, giving us His Spirit to indwell us when we believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. And we want to believe in Jesus for salvation. Oscar is here with me. He loves to talk about salvation. Oscar is our puppet friend. Oscar, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bobby. Yep. I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Oscar, do you want to say anything about salvation right now?
Bobby, just about John 3:16, that God loved the world, He loved everybody so much, right, that He gave us His only Son. His only begotten Son He gave to us as a gift. So whoever believes in Him, whoever believes in Jesus, will not perish. They will not die forever, but they will have eternal life. They will live forever. Amen. Have salvation, fatherless boys, and everyone else. Amen.
Thank you, Oscar, my puppet friend. Wonderful message.
Thank you, Bobby. God bless you, everyone. Yep.
Okay, I want to read Psalm 10:14-18. Again, Psalm 10:14-18 from the book of Psalms. But you see the trouble and grief they cause. You take note of it and punish them. The helpless put their trust in you. You defend the orphans. Break the arms of these wicked, evil people. Go after them until the last one is destroyed. The Lord is king forever and ever. The godless nations will vanish from the land. Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and comfort them. You will bring justice to the orphans and the oppressed, so mere people can no longer terrify them. Fatherless boys, I just want to let you know that God cares for you. He cares for you. He will always take care of you. And the more that you come to Him in the name of Jesus, by believing in His Son, by following Jesus, by reading the Bible, going to church, that is a good match for you. When I say a good match, it has a nice youth group and or children's ministry, and you just look forward to being there. It's not going to be perfect because no human being is perfect on this earth. But God loves us. He puts Himself, His Spirit, in those who believe in Him, and those who believe in Him, they go to church. And I say to you that even if for some reason you can't get to church, God will still take care of you just the same. He will help you in your faith with Him. Make sure you read your Bibles, fatherless boys. I know sometimes it seems hard to read the Bible, or maybe you just don't want to do it. But if you even read just one Bible verse each day, read something that Jesus said. If you have a Bible that has red letters, what Jesus said, read something that Jesus said, even if it's just one verse, and it will help you. Read from the Psalms, and it'll help you. Go back into Genesis, the very book in the Bible, in the beginning, the very first book in the Bible, in the beginning, and it tells about how much God cares for this earth, what He did in the first place to make it right and beautiful, and then now it's not perfectly right and beautiful anymore, but God's going to restore it, okay? All right, I want to read to you the second episode, Nalupu, the Black Indian Leopard from India, and my nephew, I call him my nephew, he's a spiritual nephew, my beloved nephew in Christ, Smith, he calls himself Nalupu as a character in the story. And the first episode, he had the story about the actual black leopard, which is a rare leopard in India. And the second episode is kind of talking about actually children in school. And so I will read that to you now, and then we will talk again about some other things after this story. Smith writes, using the name Nalupu, and Smith is 14 years old in India. The name of this story is Nalupu Goes to School. The scripture reference is Psalm 69:33, "For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners." I'm going to read you also, that was from the King James, I'm going to read you also from the New Living Translation, which helps us understand that verse even better. "For the Lord hears the cries of the needy. He does not despise his imprisoned people." Okay. Hello, friends. It's me, Nalupu. Welcome back, my story. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of my story. I am glad to be with you again with my episode 2. First of all, I would like to thank God for giving me this opportunity, and also my holy uncle, Bobby Solomon, who introduced me to you. I am really glad and blessed to be a part of this radio talk. I am so proud of all the efforts of Uncle Bobby, as he has been encouraging, educating and filling life of the fatherless boys with light and hope. That's by sharing the gospel with you, because Jesus is the light and hope. I can say that he is my inspiration, and I know that he's talking about Jesus, but he's also saying that I have inspired him by the way of coming to him in the name of Jesus. Let me share my story with you now. I started my primary education late because I have no father to support me with my tuition fee. I was always worried and was broken in my heart by thinking that I am fatherless. All of the children in my neighborhood were attending to schools and were enjoying their childhood with their friends. They used to overlook me as I have no opportunity to attend to school. I was upset and not able to mingle with others. I have no idea where to go and who to help me. One fine evening, while I was alone sitting in my small room and was listening to a radio talk, an uncle was preaching about Psalm 68:5. God is the father to the fatherless. And also, he was explaining that how God will take care and provide for the fatherless. It touched my heart. I immediately knelt down and began to pray by saying, "God, I heard that you are the father to the fatherless, and also you are a helper and a provider for the fatherless. So now, I want you to be my father. As a father, you know my needs. Kindly provide for my tuition. In Jesus' name, amen." I prayed without hesitating and ceasing for 1 week. And after 1 week, one of our neighbor's boy came to me and asked, "Why are you not going to school?" Then I told him, "I will be going to school soon by God's help." This boy gone back to his home and shared my story with his father. God has spoken to his father. His father came to me and helped with my school fee. Not only that, he bought uniform, books, notebooks, and also school bag for me. Praise Jesus! Once we know that God is our father, we no needy to worry about anything. I was worrying by thinking that I am fatherless, but once I came to know through radio talk that God is my father, I stopped worrying and prayed earnestly with faith. Then, God has fulfilled his role as a father in my life. Woo! So, I want to encourage you that we must always listen to biblical radio talks, because God will speak to us through his chosen ones. How our wonderful God has changed my life through the biblical radio talk. So, my dear friends, I know as being fatherless boys, many times we are not able to afford to pay our necessities and also tuition fee. But if you know that God is your father, you won't be worried again. Just keep on praying. Never give up. He is faithful to hear your cry, and also he will not despise you or forget you while you are poor and in the prison of poverty, fear, loneliness, and etc. According to Psalm 69:33, praise Jesus. We are the children of God, the Creator. He is the King of Kings, and he will break all the chains you are binded with. Amen. So we are not poor, but we are rich in Christ. Whew, that's what I always say, rich in the King Jesus. Start praying right now. The same God who heard my cry and has broken my chains has helped me to go to school. He is able to provide for you too. Amen. Dear friends, this is the end of this episode 2 of my story. And may God the Father bless you in your week. Have a wonderful time with Jesus. Your friend in Jesus, Smith, India. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Smith. God, you're doing such a wonderful work in Smith, and I know that you're doing a wonderful work in many fatherless boys that get to hear the radio or their mothers or grandmothers tell them about it. Fatherless boys, we're praying for. My prayer, God, for fatherless boys right now all over the USA and the world, India, Africa, all the nations. God, I pray that they can just stay with you and stay steadfast in the love and prayer of Jesus Christ and believe that you will answer the prayers of their hearts that you've given to them. Amen. Oscar?
Amen. Amen. Salvation in Jesus for fatherless boys. Ha ha. Amen.
And for everyone. Amen. Now, Smith will continue to write stories. He's going to write stories about Nalupu, and we will share them as often as possible. That sometimes his stories won't be on, but they'll be put on as soon as possible because we want to hear more about Nalupu. Nalupu. And next week, Smith, please write about the black leopard in your next story. And I'd like your next story to be about Nalupu, the Indian black leopard, goes to school to protect a fatherless boy who has been praying. That's your lesson. In the name of Jesus, amen. God wants to protect you, fatherless boys. I don't know how to say it. He's a father to the fatherless. He wants to protect you, and he defends you, and he defends your mamas, too. And you can trust him. You can trust God. He will come to your aid, even though you're going through difficult times. But trust him. The more that you have faith in him, the more you will receive him coming to your aid. You will know it when it comes. You'll know it's him when it arrives. You'll know how to pray to God about what you need, and he will answer your prayers. And so, if he sends the black Indian leopard to school to protect the fatherless boy, then that means that God sent that leopard, and that leopard is not going to hurt anybody. He's just going to protect the fatherless boy. And God has angels to protect you, and God has his spirit to cover you from the inside out and all around if you'll just believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior King. Amen. Call us for prayer for fatherless boys. Call us for the free leadership kit, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. Text or call too, 800-787-5044. Oscar, the website?
MentorMe.org, MentorMe.org. God bless all of you. Fatherless boys, have salvation in Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Oscar. Let me go ahead and mention about our Leadership in Christ training. You can get a free gospel leadership kit for your fatherless boys or grandsons. If you will just let us know, we will send to them for free. And when they have taken the course, it's just reading the gospel booklet we send and letting us know what they learned. After that, we will send a free Walmart gift card for a reward, a $25 Walmart gift card, I say, for free. Get a hold of us at Oscar
800-787-5044.
Lastly, people that are interested in Christmas for fatherless boys, oh my goodness, it's coming up fast, Christmas, and there's single mom families too. I just want to say to you that this will bring the love of Christ, an act of kind and spiritual giving, and also sharing the gospel at Christmas time. Do something for fatherless boys and their single mom families in the name and the light of Christ for Christmas. And if you need any help on how to do that or have any questions, we have a little bit of experience and we can help. 800-787-5044. Oscar?
It's 800-787-5044. Yep.
Thank you, and God bless all of you. 800-787-5044. Also, we would really like to hear from you regarding prayer for fatherless boys. Single mom, widows, grandmothers, raising fatherless boys, those that are raising boys without their fathers in their lives. Call us and let us know what prayer you would like us to make for your fatherless boys. We will pray in the name of Jesus. We will pray for your fatherless boys. And prayer can be very, very powerful. It is powerful because God has made it so. That's why in the Bible, prayer is talked about so much and so often. Give us a call or text to 800-787-5044. Oscar, would you like to give the number again once more?
Sure, Bobby. Yep, it's 800-787-5044. Call or text us, please. We want to help.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, everybody. Have a really blessed week in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.